This is VOA News, VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The president of Azerbaijan said Sunday there was no reason for Russia to intervene in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh because Baku is not threatening Armenian territory. Fighting has been raging over Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian region of Azerbaijan, for more than a month. And on Saturday, Armenia's prime minister asked Moscow for urgent consultations on how Russia could come to its aid under a defense treaty. Azerbaijan's president said the request was an admission of defeat and that the treaty did not apply because Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. The president reiterated that Azerbaijan has no plans for Armenian territory. More than 1,200 people from both sides have reportedly been killed in the fighting, but the death toll could be much higher. Fighting erupted on September 27th over the enclave, which broke from Azerbaijan's control during a war in the 1990s. International attempts to secure a ceasefire have repeatedly failed. Israel begins clinical trials of a novel coronavirus vaccine on Sunday, authorities said. The trials come as the government loosens a second lockdown imposed to stem soaring infections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv that, quote, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, end quote. Early in the pandemic, Netanyahu tasked the Israel Institute for Biological Research with developing a vaccine against the virus. Two volunteers received the vaccine on Sunday. Israel will first test the vaccine on 80 people before extending it to 980 in the second phase and then to 25,000 in the final stage, slated for April or May of next year. The Israeli trial is one of around 40 vaccine candidates being tested worldwide. That's according to the World Health Organization. This is VOA News. Well, 2 days and counting until the U.S. presidential election, and coronavirus cases continue to rage across the country. The United States has recorded its worst week of known coronavirus infections, with more than 500,000 new cases reported and a single-day record of over 99,700 new cases on Friday. The country has surpassed 9 million cases nationwide. Meantime, a British government minister says a new national lockdown in England may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks if coronavirus infection rates don't fall quickly enough. The lockdown is due to run from Thursday until December 2nd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it is needed to stop hospitals becoming overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said Sunday that with a virus this malignant and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time. Under the new restrictions, bars and restaurants can only offer takeout, non-essential shops must close, and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons, including exercise. Other venues that must close include bowling alleys, gyms, pools, golf courses, driving ranges, horse riding centers, water parks, and theme parks. And Portugal's government this weekend announced new lockdown restrictions from November 4th for most of the country, telling people to stay at home except for work, school, or shopping, and ordered companies to switch to remote working. A day after daily coronavirus infections hit a record high, Prime Minister Antonio Costa said the measures would cover 121 municipalities, including the key regions of Lisbon and Porto. The affected areas are home to about 70% of Portugal's population of roughly 10 million. The lockdown list includes municipalities where more than 240 new infections have been registered per 100,000 people over a 14-day period and will be reviewed every 15 days. Costa said in a televised news conference. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the surge of COVID-19. This after a six-month state of emergency came into effect this week. Riot police shot blank bullets to try and disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona in a second night of disturbances in Spain's second largest city. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.